Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think that this is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Greetings, brothers and sisters. Welcome to Crab Diving Thursday here, hurtling at you from the beautiful town of Los Angeles, California, specifically the Koreatown section. We've carved out our little commie pinko liberal fiefdom here.
Effete fiefdom.
Our compound. We're ready to send forth our wisdom to the universe. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours, ladies and gentlemen, till 4 p.m. Pacific, till 5, 6, 7 p.m. out on the Eastern type coast. If that's where you're listening to us live, if it ain't, you know, around 2 p.m.-ish Pacific right now, you're probably listening to a rerun of this fine show or possibly the podcast version, which is everywhere out there in podcast land. My name is Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. Jeez, before that whole big spiel, you got to take a breath.
I keep making it longer. I got to shorten that shit up.
Do your warm-ups. We should warm up before this show, just like you did when you're in a shitty theater class.
Partial birth abortion? Was that the one you said was out there?
Yes. I bite the heads off puppies, and their warm blood spills all over my new shoes.
Horrible.
That was one really sadistic music director that made me do that. We all had to do it.
We did the red leather, yellow leather, and toy boat. And
yes.
Then there were some weird ones that the diction teacher came up with.
Don't you think they just get bored? I mean, imagine if your job is to teach college age theater students how to enunciate properly on the stage. I might stab myself with something sharp.
Well, a lot of that class.
Very sharp.
It was pretty scientific, too. Like, you know, he had to learn the different ways of notating how something is pronounced.
Oh, yes.
You know, that pronunciation
bullshit
or something like that. Yeah. And there's not like one way. There's like several different ways of notating how shit's pronounced.
Well,
so
for me,
to study all that. And,
not that anybody gives two fucking shits, but my voice and speech class was all about me trying not to sound like I grew up in Georgia.
Really?
Stripping every bit of personality and interest from your fucking voice. That's
Well, I had to get rid of a little of the Chicago, I think.
Oh, yeah.
A little bit of the South Side.
Right.
Talk to some friends back in Chicago. We should give Tony a call, see what he thinks about the elections.
See what he thinks about the weather.
Going on over there. Oh, yeah. Horrible, horrible weather going on in the rest of the country, too. Gigantic, huge, nasty snowstorm, right?
Yeah.
Currently cock-slapping a large part of the...
Prepare for the cock-slap.
Southeast, wasn't there a state of emergency in parts of Georgia and parts of other parts that don't usually get that cold?
Yeah, people generally freak out in the South over the snow.
If there's snow, yeah. I got friends that live in Dallas, and they said... They were there one year, it snowed. Like, it was like 3/4 of an inch or something. So, of course, the whole city is just fucking paralyzed.
Yeah.
Well, they don't know what to do. They have a plow.
Right, right. And that proves that for them, global warming is total bullshit. I'm sure. Oh, my God. Do you imagine the Drudge headlines that there's snowfall in Dallas? Forget it.
That would be the headline.
Oh, my God.
Snowfall in Dallas. They don't even try to say it. They don't even pretend to... want to cover it up or anything like that.
Yeah.
It's definitely attached. There's a lot going on in the world. Celebrations, I think, are at hand.
Congratulations,
today,
universe.
Because despite the fervent cries from the right, which they really just kind of picked up not that long ago. Like, you know, they decided that they were against net neutrality the more the president liked it, of course.
Obama's got to use some reverse psychology on these motherfuckers. I think it's that simple.
Yeah, I think they had to take pay attention to the over 3 million responses they got to the question and answer period or something like that for when they were taking comments, when the FCC was taking comments from the public. They destroyed the website. Like, they blew up the website. They blame John Oliver.
Right.
Or credit John Oliver.
Yeah.
For a lot of this. I saw a couple memes today that said, thank you, John Oliver, for saving
Absolutely.
The internet. Because
a fucking Brit.
His show, what is it, this week, tonight?
I don't
weekly
know.
Weekly night, this toe show on HBO. Who the hell knows all these
John
names?
Oliver's screed.
Great, though. And yeah. I read an article, too, about how they've really won the internet. Like, already John Oliver's segments are being played as much, if not more often, than the
That's
Daily Show.
That's fucking awesome.
And things like that. And his tend to be even a little bit longer. Like, he does, you know, 12-minute, 15-minute segments on just one subject.
I wonder if...
Daily Show got to move on, you know.
Yeah, yeah. I wonder if that's why he went to cable. Or who was looking for him anyway. I mean, he probably...
I think they were... He was the most favoritist correspondent for the longest time.
Oh, really? I loved him. He's funny.
And I think... You know, it was just kind of a matter of time before he... I wonder if Jon Stewart is involved in the production of that show. Because didn't Jon Stewart exec produce Colbert?
Oh, yeah, that was his show.
So I wonder if Jon Stewart has his grubs in...
Can he do that and still have a show on Comedy Central?
Yeah. If he produces really? It, why not? Yeah, sure. Somebody else bought it.
That's true.
Unless he's under a completely exclusive deal. But who knows what? Who knows where the tendrils go? Is Comedy Central and HBO, are they both owned by the same mega evil conglomerate?
By Viacom? Comedy Central's owned by Viacom?
Probably not.
Viacom owns everyone,
yeah.
Right? I mean...
Because yeah. That's capitalism. That's what it was meant for, everybody.
Yay!
Until it's the Monopoly game. And what happens in Monopoly? And eventually somebody wins and everybody else is broke.
Everybody gets bored and drunk and they wait for you to, you know... Go around
poorly.
Yeah, go around the board. The only thing you have to look forward to is collecting your measly $200.
Do you ever get to that point where you're like, oh, God, I just want to land on Park Place and get it the fuck over with?
You know what?
And give you the rest of my money.
Yeah. You know what ruined Monopoly for me? Being an adult. It's I find no joy in it. I'm like, oh,
well,
this
you'd
is
do
my
horrible
life.
At, you'd be a horrible Republican.
Oh, yes.
especially a horrible libertarian.
Well, I just feel like it's mainly because I'm poor and I don't see the novelty out of pretending to pay bills. I don't find that fun. I like to do things that make me forget that I pay bills.
Right.
Who wants to play Monopoly? Oh, I can't afford where I'm at. I can't afford to
play
this game.
Well, that's if you lose. There's always, it's that fraudulent little ball of yarn they dangle in front of your nose like a cat. Mm-hmm. You can be instead of the American dream. We've talked about this before. They've just butt raped without lube and permission.
Yes.
The American dream.
They Cosby'd it,
which used to be enough. You work, you know, 40-ish. You just get to spend time with your family. You get to have a little house and a car and a dog and a half and shit like that. And that's your American dream. You can feed your family, maybe send them to school. You retire. You don't have to work your balls off the rest of your life.
Right.
That was the American dream. Now somehow the American dream has been twisted into, if you're not a Kardashian, you're a piece of shit.
I'm not a Kardashian. I'm a thimble.
If you're not a Koch brother, you're a piece of shit. If you're not some highfalutin Wall Street billion-dollar dickwad,
yes,
you haven't succeeded.
Yeah.
Well, that's that view of the right. That's why they hate service jobs. Well, yeah. Why don't you better yourself? It's
I'm
a
trying to.
Job.
I'm trying to better myself. I'm the fucking boot. And all I do is I try to land on, what do you land on, chance or community chest?
Community chest.
And I hope to win second place in a beauty contest. Oh, here's $10.
We used to call it community breast.
Oh, really?
Because we were immature. And I'm sure the last time I played it when I was mature, I still called it community breasts.
Community breasts.
But yeah, that's the whole problem with that predatory capitalism thing. I mean, it just doesn't work. And there again, if you're not a bazillionaire, a dummy on our page that keeps commenting, I don't know how you can buy into that trickle down bullshit.
Because it doesn't exist.
How's it been going?
Ronald Reagan lied to us all.
Look at the charts. The more that we've bought into this deregulate business, let business do what it wants. Let business pour some shit in our coffee and fuck the shit out of us while we're sleeping. Because that's America's going to be.
Is that also a Cosby? Because that's complicated.
Does he do coffee?
I don't know what he does.
I thought a few of them, he was like, here, take this pill. It'll make you relax. Yeah, but then that one, the most recent one, said she thought something was in her drink.
Ugh.
He's a pharmaca.
Well, he's
magician.
A rapist. Yeah.
Allegedly.
More. Yeah. Allegedly. There's only.
Wait. Allegedly. 34 times.
God.
Because, you know, Cosby. Yeah. He says his career is not over, by the way, just to let you guys know.
That's where it's better. When you think about Bill Cosby and all his victims, that's where Christianity and believing in God and stuff, I get it how that could get you through the day a little bit, because then you could say, well, maybe he'll burn in hell. Or for sure. I mean, if it exists, if heaven and hell exists, we all have to agree that Bill Cosby has to burn in hell, right?
Well, I don't
eternally
know.
Eternally. I mean, according to the Bible, maybe
who's
not.
Who's making the decisions? Yeah.
St. Peter.
Yeah, this is a busy
Peter.
Dude. How did St. Peter get that shitty job? I mean,
I don't know.
I thought he was high up there.
It's
we
a
saw
job.
His, we saw the bag of his alleged bones.
Right. Oh, that's true.
At the Vatican.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That was a dramatic moment. Here's some bones. Was it? How do we know
that? A ridiculous moment. I remember that was one of those moments where I was like, I can't believe that this entire complex is dedicated to this little sack of a few bone fragments. Because that's where the whole point of it was that St. Peter was allegedly buried there, and then they built a tomb fucking or a temple over him, which then. They built a temple over that, and then one over that, and then one over that, and one over that, and then finally St. Peter's.
If Bill Gates called up the Vatican and said, how much for the bones? How much?
No. Are you kidding? The Catholic Church?
Yeah.
Oh.
They got a price? Please.
I think the Catholic Church could call up Bill Gates and say, how much for your wife?
Oh, really? They have more money.
Don't you think
Damn.
The Catholic Church probably yeah, worldwide has more money than
Bill Gates?
Than Bill Gates? Now yeah. I want to do some research.
Oh, I'm sure. God, the Catholic Church has so much money. I mean, that's why it's kind of crazy why they aren't just paying out for these settlements for kids that get raped by them. I mean, why aren't people just suing them ad nauseum?
Well, they are.
Oh, okay.
Didn't they? The $300 million they just they lost in that one here in California,
Jesus.
Right? Oh, maybe not. This says it's an $8 billion global institution, but...
We're not talking about their real estate.
Well, that's the thing is everything included? And how much is hidden down in those vaults inside that fucking Vatican, man? We didn't have time to go inside,
right.
Like see the Sistine Chapel that time. But if you go into the Vatican, it's just room after room of things where you're like, that ridiculous little plate set on that little tea set that's sitting in there on display could pay for my house.
It's gross. At one point, you know, I thought when we were at the Vatican, I did think about this. Why don't we just take it? Why don't we just fucking take it?
Because that's not
on behalf of all the people that's been abused and stuff by that. It's not good, but think about what the Catholic Church does. I mean, the big bad Vatican army is going to stop us.
It does some
Fuck
good.
Them.
The church on a micro level,
right.
We've talked about this before again. You know, I mean, if you talk to individual humans out on the street that are the Catholic type, generally 99.9% of the time, it's going to be like it's a normal human. They're assholes
true.
Or whatever.
But I'm just saying, like, why can't we just take their shit?
Well, that's not what.
Come on.
It's not very Christian.
No. Well,
it's not what we do.
It doesn't exist.
See, we have morals without God. So,
okay. Well, they
That's what they don't comprehend.
But where did all that shit come from in the first place? What I mean, how much blood is in all the jewels and the money?
Oh, well, fuck yeah. I mean, if you want to talk about atrocities being committed over the centuries. Yeah. They threw people in jail because they said, well, you know, I think the sun doesn't go around the earth. It's the other way around.
Throw them in jail. Well, yeah, let's get a pound of flesh like the Bible says. I mean, honestly, like, what would happen? The only country I think that would give a shit if we invaded the Vatican would be Italy, because it happens to be there.
Oh, but we can't.
But who else would care? Who else would give a shit?
We don't do that. And then,
we did that. We did do that.
To what end?
All right, we did it in Iraq.
To what end? What, are we going to go on eBay?
Yeah.
And sell that tea
for
set?
Money!
Sell that tea set?
Let's make some money. Do what you said. You do what you said. Pay for people's shit.
What?
Pay for someone's house, or pay for... pay for some programs. Pay for people's college right. educations. Let's make education free in this country.
The church earned that.
Straight up.
Earned those billions.
Yes. Yes, they did.
Of hidden Nazi treasure. Allegedly. It really is disgusting.
Yes.
I don't mind a little opulence. You know, rock on with your gold heart on. I don't give a shit. But it's not my scene.
No.
But the really... vomit-inducing level of opulence at the Vatican,
right,
was a little tough to stomach.
Yeah,
it really was. Now, I'm not advocating we stormed the Vatican and grabbed the tea sets.
It wouldn't even be. I think it would be so easy. There's one entrance; everyone's allowed in.
Why isn't the Vatican? Although this Pope has been opening up sections to homeless people at night,
absolutely
to
That's
sleep,
fucking great
and shit. He's doing like almost Christ-like things.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
I mean, you could. You're right. I guess you can't, go in there and take all their shit. No, I'm just thinking about all the kids that get raped and then the Inquisition and all the bloodshed the Catholic Church has caused this planet over the years.
We apologize.
Yeah.
We apologize.
Sorry about that. By the way, we're sorry. They haven't had any, what ill effects? What consequences has the Catholic Church felt for their bad behavior for hundreds and hundreds of years?
Some bad PR and some
PR.
Yeah, and some hundreds of millions of dollars here and in Europe.
Yeah, I guess.
But what's going on in the Philippines right now? What's going on down in Africa where nobody's looking and keeping an eye on these motherfuckers and seeing what's going on?
Yeah, Africa. Absolutely. What if we, I'm just saying, why don't we use some leverage here and extract and make change happen? What if Obama hovers a drone? Italy, they're not going to do shit. Hovers a drone right over the entrance to the Vatican. It's like, hey, we got the target painted. All we need you to do is tell Africa that it's okay to use condoms.
Oh, God.
That's all. It's easy. Easy, speezy, Japa fucking easy.
A little bit more famous than they'd be playing that clip on Fox tomorrow morning.
I know.
Listen to this. He wants to threaten the Pope.
How's that crazy? I'm not threatening the Pope. I'm threatening the Vatican.
Typical
the
socialist.
Whole thing. Yeah. Well, listen. But it's equally crazy that the Pope just popity-dopity can't get on the horn and say, hello, Africa.
Why don't we try to educate them?
I don't think
instead of trying to spend all our money on bombs, why don't we?
We already have the bombs
on educational outreach to the rest of the fucking world, we could tell people. Guess what? You don't have to believe that priest that's diddling your son.
Yeah.
Down in Zaire,
you could say we could say down in Zaire. Say, hey, listen,
is there still a Zaire?
By the way,
things change so frequently in Africa.
I've never been.
If you look at a map, of Africa from when you were born,
right?
Look at a map of Africa now. It's like,
I got a friend that she goes to Africa and does all kinds of. She does work. She does, vaccination programs and stuff.
Oh, like real work?
Yeah, really, really great. Great work, and she went to Cambodia. I was like, how does Cambodia compare to Africa? She's like, they got the shit going. They got their infrastructure going on in Cambodia. Africa, they don't know. Africa's a mess. It's sad. But really, I mean, why can't... Think about it. If you had a drone and you just hovered it above the Vatican, you're like, listen, Pope, no offense. The next kid that gets diddled by a priest, we're going to light up. We're going to light you up. Just a little bit. Just a little bit.
That's what's kind of happening.
Maybe it would stop.
Legally.
Yeah.
That's kind of happened.
Yeah.
But, you know, we don't condone violence here.
I know we don't. I know we don't.
Speaking metaphorically.
Yeah, I'm speaking metaphorically. But, you know, I just feel like the world, the planet, just takes it in the ass from these, this fucking religion.
Well,
all the time.
I think things are slowly, don't you? I mean.
Are they getting better? Yes.
Look at today. Look at this. I'm sure it's going to be the headline. Absolutely, it's going to be the headline over on fucking Drudge Report. But congratulations to the evil big black cock of tyranny.
Yay.
For taking over the internet today. Well, maybe something bigger. There we go. A little more enthusiasm from the crowd.
That sounded like one of my stand-up shows, the first one.
Golf clap.
Take some of the 75%.
There we go. Congratulations. Today, the FCC.
Our show is saved.
Surprisingly, I mean, I really thought with that Wheeler dude and even the way he had been talking that we were fucked. They thought it was going to be fucked, that he was just going to hand it right over to Comcast. And
I thought so,
and
too.
AT&T, because, you know, they just have what's best for the public in mind.
Right. I mean, our internet sucks, and it's about, I believe we pay between $60 and $80 a month or something like that. It's
and
a shittiest
some areas, that's
fucking service.
Cheap.
Is it really?
Oh, yeah. We have the highest,
we don't
the
even
highest
have...
rates and some of the slowest fucking broadband in the goddamn developed world. Despite what those liars on the right were trying to say that, it's going to lead to more regular. By the way, all
yes.
their arguments are these bullshit slippery slope arguments. Nothing that happened today is going to destroy the internet and the government taking it over.
It's
They're like
fear-based bullshit.
Right. It's Obama's taking over the internet. He's taking over the internet. I've got a Rush Limbaugh clip that we could get to, in fact.
Yeah. Oh, does he have an opinion about this net neutrality bullshit?
You'll be amazed to hear that he does actually.
I mean, I can sort of see how if you're a total fucking asshole and you have a show.
Rush qualifies?
Oh, yeah, sure. If you have a show.
Go on.
Yeah. If you had a show on TV and then a show on, you know, terrestrial radio or satellite, and I mean, I guess your competition, it's internet radio shows, stuff that's on the internet. I can see how you'd be for this net neutrality bullshit. You know?
Yeah.
Maybe. But other than that, I don't get it. How in the fuck could you be against this?
But he should be even against it, because if he wants to get out to the people to hear him, I mean, even he is
Because we can broadcast to about as many people as we want to.
Yes.
And we don't have to suck the dick of some production company or some network.
Correct.
You know, to get out there.
We're the network. We want our dick sucked.
Right. And if this net neutrality thing, if it got all fucked up, we'd have a problem, wouldn't we? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's exactly it, is that there. By definition, there's a slower lane. They're like, well, this would not create a slow lane for anybody. Yeah. It's only creating a faster lane.
We're all in the slow lane. If you're in America using our internet service, we are all in the slow lane.
And we're not dumb.
Yeah.
That defies logic. If there's two different lanes, one's faster, then by definition, the other one is
slower.
There you go.
Ah, damn it. Oh, by the way, you just reminded me. We run a network.
We do.
People still look at me like I'm an asshole. What the fuck is up with that?
Well,
nobody cares.
Right. What is that?
Ah, it's Africa. I don't know why my idea, though, is so bad. I mean, really, why can't we leverage a little bit of violence to save
a lot of people in Africa
from dying of fucking AIDS?
We're better than that. We're better than
no,
that.
No, we're not.
We're better than that.
No, our country
mean, now we're
is
not better,
not
than,
better
that.
Than that at all.
But we should be.
We're blowing people up anyway.
We shouldn't be torturing fucking people. We shouldn't be waterboarding people. Yeah. We shouldn't be droning people. We should be the shining example on the heel, not the flaming asshole on the hill, which is what the rest of the world thinks we are.
Well, people, I meant the Catholic Church. You said people.
Right.
They're assholes. I mean, really.
But it's getting better. This new pope has laid down the law on the boy diddling and stuff. He's against it.
No, is he?
By the way, yeah.
Hey, is he against moving those priests around that rape kids?
Yeah, he's calling an end to that policy also.
Yeah,
he's also
good.
Saying
how progressive.
I think he also said throw him to jail. I mean, get the authorities involved instead of, which is the problem here, is these people are, instead of Father McFeely sticks his finger up little Johnny.
Yeah.
And little Johnny says, Father McFeely stuck his finger at me. And mom and dad go to Monsignor McButtfuck.
Why don't they go to 911?
Right.
Why don't they call the fucking police?
Yeah. And then Monsignor McButtfuck calls Cardinal Dicklick.
Yes.
And they all are like, okay, well, we're going to move Ms. Priest McFeely to Bakersfield.
Listen, I know somebody in high school that got, you know, felt up by this old creepazoid dude in their church, and the parents did exactly what you just said.
Oh, unbelievable.
Exactly. And you know what? The mom did exactly what you said because she didn't want her husband to know and to freak out that it happened. It's not like these kids were raped or anything, but they were assaulted. They were touched.
Nonetheless.
It was inappropriate. And they should have went straight to the fucking cops. And then you let the cops figure it out.
Right?
It's a no-brainer to me. It's a fucking no-brainer. I don't understand that.
And there might be an investigation. These guys, the Vatican, I don't know, police? There is none. There was no, they wouldn't say, oh my God, Father McFeely, we should go look around and see if there's, let's sniff his finger and see how many boy assholes are on there.
Oh, God.
Because there might be a lot. So
you
we
don't
should
know.
Look into this and see what he might have done. But no, they just like, send him off to Bakersfield.
Well, send him off to Bakersfield where there's a bunch of other kids up there.
Exactly.
They don't know him yet.
You get the Popo involved, Popo are going to go looking.
And throw him in fucking jail.
Absolutely, where they belong.
Yeah, yeah.
Hiding behind that cassock.
God, what are we going to entitle this episode? Drones in molestation.
Drones and diddlers.
Oh, that's good.
We can, I'm sure I have a pretty good idea what some of the headlines are, but let's have the mellifluous pipes of Sarah Palin. Meanwhile, the Twitter be exploding. Oh, the tweet us, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, during the show. We keep our eye holes a little bit peeled to it. Right now, my Twitter feed is just scrolling by with CPAC comments.
Oh my God! Is Palin at CPAC? How CPAC, is she broadcasting her channel and creating all that content for her viewers that are paying?
Maybe she's FaceTiming.
We don't charge our viewers. And how much content is out there every week that we put out?
24 motherfucking 7.
Yeah,
streaming for your ear holes, ladies and gentlemen, on the stream here at crabdiving.com/live or / listen. And then always available for like a beautiful buffet.
You chocolate can go and fountain.
Pick up whatever the fuck you want off of our buffet of amazing podcasts and shows here at crabdiving.com.
Right.
We produce shit here. Yeah,
Sarah Palin. She didn't do shit. She's a fucking loser. She won't even put 4 minutes a fucking month on her deal. But you'll pay 10.
So they all go vegan.
Fuck her. I'm so pissed off at her.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
It's the crab diving headlines. Crab diving news. Crab diving. Motherfuckers. From Los Angeles, California, blah, 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 blah.
This is crab diving.
This is crab diving. Oh, God.
James Earl Jones.
Yeah, if we won the lotto, I would totally call that motherfucker and be like, James, Vader. We need Vader to do it.
You would have to win the lotto. What is his day to get out of the bed and to read something into a microphone? What's his rate?
And
$1 million.
But is he exclusive? Like,
he's not. He lost his job.
No, he's on my phone, man. I turn on my CNN app, and when you install it, they give you the choice of whether James Earl Jones greets you every time you turn it on or not.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was like, fuck yeah, man. Every
That's
time
great.
I open it up, it goes, this God, is CNN.
I guess I'm nuts. I thought he lost that job, or he didn't lose
I think
it.
They did for a while.
I mean, they didn't fire him, did they?
Well, there's no. They just stopped playing the loop tape that they that he recorded one afternoon.
Does he? God damn it! What do you think his contract's like? Do you think he just got a lump sum to do that, or do you think he gets paid every time that shit rolls? I bet he got a lump sum. I bet they paid him like $2 million.
God, I would hope, or just a flat fee every year to be the voice of whatever.
Because James Earl Jones,
I don't think they're counting.
I mean, I'm not saying he's not rich. I mean, he's very well, is probably wealthy as fuck. But I'm not remembering a sitcom in his filmography.
He was paid $7,000 for doing the voice of Vader in the first Star Wars film.
Oh, shit. God. That's a lot of money back then, dude, for one day.
Or, in 1976?
Yeah.
75-ish?
Dude, that's a shitload of money. I mean, how many days? It couldn't have taken that long to lay down all those lines.
Yeah, probably not.
A day.
And it's all done after the shooting and everything. And so he's matching it to that big tall guy in the Vader costume who's waving it around.
Well, and his mouth didn't even move.
Did you ever hear the tapes? I think there's some audio or video out there of the guy inside the actual Vader costume delivering the lines that would then be dubbed over by James Earl Jones.
What if he didn't know? What if he didn't know that his lines were getting dubbed over eventually?
Oh, I wonder if he did or not.
How heartbreaking would that be when you watch the movie and you're like, holy shit, that's not me? That's not me?
Why?
My voice is cut out. And now you can't even see my face. It's a thankless job.
David Prowse is his name, an English bodybuilder, weightlifter, and actor, played Darth Vader in the original trilogy. Here we go. Darth Vader's voice.
Oh, awesome.
Before the voiceover, let's see if this shit works here.
For Darth Vader was another challenge.
And action!
Lucas had never intended to use the on-set vocal performance of David Prowse.
Start tearing this shit apart piece by piece until you've pen those tapes.
Oh my god.
I'm tearing this ship apart piece by piece until you find those tapes.
Is that a British voice?
Yeah.
Oh my god. Yeah. George Lucas is like, no, relax. It's not going to sound like this. Now, Chewie.
So he knew. He knew.
Chewbacca sounds ridiculous. Whoa. Have you ever heard that? The real voice of Chewbacca?
No.
Oh my god. It's fucking hilarious. It's a Brit guy, too. He sounds more like 3PO than a gigantic ape mammal. What is Chewbacca? Is he more gorilla or is he more like wolf?
I think he's...
Oh, he's an alien.
Yeah, I think he's an alien.
He's a Mexican.
This is...
Action. That old man's mad.
You said it, Chewie. Boy, where did you dig up that old fossil?
Ben is a great man.
Yeah, great at getting us into trouble.
I didn't hear you give any ideas.
That old man's mad.
That's Chewie. That old man's mad.
Holy shit, man.
That's awesome.
Boy, talk about... Well, that's a rough scene anyway. It sucks. The acting in Star Wars 1, the first one, is not... Well, it ain't the best. I mean, I feel like Harrison Ford was great. I really thought he was great.
Perfect.
You know, Alec Guinness, amazing. Peter Cushing's amazing. When we get...
Well, Carrie Fisher's blasted out of her fucking skull, probably. Not as much as in By Jedi Time.
Oh, really? You think she was coked up, supposedly, right?
Yeah,
for Star Wars, it seems like she's way more coked up.
I think more downers by the time she got to Jedi.
Mark Hamill's just horrendous, though. He's a horrible... I mean, back then. I mean, now he's probably better, but Jesus Christ. He's horrendous in those scenes. When it's him and Yoda... Empire Strikes Back in the swamp. Those scenes are laughable. I mean, it's... God.
James Earl Jones' net worth?
Oh, shit.
Take a guess?
I'm going to say $20 million.
According to celebritynetworth.com, and because it's on the internet, it can't be wrong. $45 million.
Oh, good for him.
He's a veteran of stage and screen.
I bet the majority of that had to have been from CNN from saying, this is CNN.
This is CNN. Oh, he's 84 years old. I wasn't aware that he was that advanced in age.
Oh, really? I thought you were going to say alive.
Of course I know James Jones still alive. How dare you?
Well, I didn't know.
The headline on the commie pinko liberal
iffy
Huffington the Post. Ariana Huffington. happy neutrality rules, it says in red. They're happy over at the HuffPost.
Of course. And when does the internet here get better? Well, at the Crab Diving Studios.
A while.
All right.
What we need is to get this municipal broadband bullshit going.
Hell yeah.
And fuck Comcast right in their poo hole.
Yes.
Not the baseball player.
Right.
And Time Warner and all the motherfucking carriers who are just out to squeeze every last cunting dime from us.
That you mention Albert Pujols because, you know, he signed that $240 million contract to play for the Angels. And guess where that fucking money comes from to pay his ass, his advanced aged ass to play? It comes from those licensing deals.
Right.
The cable company pays a shitload.
Oh, it's ridiculous. That's where most of the money goes.
Right.
Most of the costs, from what I was reading, for your basic cable package,
yeah,
is going to fucking ESPN and Fox Sports 1 and for those the rights to the football and baseball. And
pays those salaries. And Pujols will never hit over 300. Never. His feet are fucked up. He can barely run down the first baseline. He's making $240 million to be, you know... Yeah, kind of replacement level, I think. Who cares?
Heading over to... God, I guess they've already given up on the loss of the internet to the big giant cock of tyranny.
Yay! I love that that's the name for the president now.
On the drudge... Well, I just meant in general. I don't mean that for Obama. I just mean tyranny in general.
Oh,
because this is the FCC that took over. You know?
Oh, yeah.
I thought you said black cock of tyranny. Right. If I meant Obama.
Presenting the black cock of tyranny.
The over on the Drudge Report, everybody slap on some Depends because you may not be able to hold it in when you hear the terror now.
Kate, get my diaper.
The TSA, you know, those people, speaking of fingering.
Yes.
Ex-priests can go work for the TSA.
Right, right. I mean, if you're white...
I think little Johnny needs a pat down.
Yeah, yeah. If you're white, you don't get patted down by the TSA.
Right.
They profile like a motherfucker.
The TSA issues a secret warning on a, quote, catastrophic aviation threat.
Ooh.
Let's see where this goes. The Intercept...
Yes.
...heads over there. An exclusive, according to The Intercept... The TSA, the Transportation Security Administration, said it is unlikely to detect and unable to extinguish what an FBI report called the greatest potential incendiary threat to aviation.
Oh,
according to a classified document. Thermite, they're worried about. A mixture of rust and aluminum powder could be used against commercial aircraft, they warned in December 2014.
Fuck me. You know why? You know why thermite is being used all of a sudden? Because of fucking Breaking Bad. They used it in that one episode to melt that goddamn door.
Are you blaming Breaking Bad?
Yes!
They said that a thermite device, though difficult to ignite, would produce toxic gases, which would act as a nerve poison, as well as thick black smoke that would significantly inhibit any potential for in-flight safety officers if... the whole plane didn't just blow up.
Oh, my God.
So I guess they're worried about thermite.
Great. Perfect. Threat. I'm looking forward to my flight tomorrow. I'm flying to Florida. I hope they...
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
No,
I forgot
please.
About
no,
that.
No,
it's the headline. I couldn't help it.
Yeah, yeah, I get it. But I just wonder... I don't want any thermite on my fucking plane. Ah.
Air marshals are told to recognize a thermite ignition... But the TSA has provided no training or guidance on how to do so.
Are there air marshals?
Wait. Hey, make sure you watch out for thermite.
No problem.
Well, what does it look like? Just keep an eye out for it.
Did you see that episode of Breaking Bad? That's what they're going to say.
Right.
Really? Are there air marshals on every flight?
I think so.
Even on, like I got my ticket off Travelocity, very cheap. No one obviously gives a fuck. They barely care if it stays airborne.
I don't think they've gotten to that point yet where there's safe planes for rich people, and except for, of course, private airplanes.
I
don't think they've gotten to the point where they're...
How do you know where the air... Is it,
you can pay less for your ticket if you're willing to possibly be blown up with thermite.
Hey, are you serious, though? Are there air marshals on every fucking flight?
I think so, sure.
I
thought that was the deal. I thought they were putting air marshals on almost every flight. Yeah.
That'll give me something.
I could be wrong.
That'll give me something to do rather than think about the plane crashing.
Spot the marshal?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, maybe not shorter ones. I don't know. I don't know. I thought the deal was that they were pretty much on.
Well.
on everyone.
If you're an air marshal flying out sometime tomorrow from LAX on a U.S. Airways, please, I hope you fucking learn your thermite shit. You know how to recognize it.
Figure out what thermite looks like.
I would like to be able to arrive safely to my destination.
Are there air marshals on every plane? Question.
Are you asking Siri?
The answer is probably not.
Oh, great. Perfect.
They're on more flights than you would think, but they're not on every flight, it says.
Wow. Okay.
Which is what I would say.
Yeah, I would say if we had no air marshals on any flight, I would say that. Why don't they just say they're on every fucking flight then?
It saves some money.
Yeah, but they could lie. That's
and
free.
Then we have a new machine that detects thermite.
Oh, yeah.
Just wave a shoebox painted silver over it or something.
It detects thermite.
So that's the headline there over on the Drudge Report. They're worried about a catastrophic aviation threat.
Yeah, and speaking of TSA and shit, hey, listen, when I'm coming back from Florida, I know I'm going to get pulled aside for this explosive. They swab my bag, my carry-on, and for some reason, there's something on my carry-on.
Where's your carry-on been?
I don't know. That makes the TSA think I have explosives. I don't! I don't even like fireworks
something,
or guns.
I don't know. Is it your look? Or something, you get profiled, man. When we were in Europe, I've got pictures of you getting fondled.
Oh, that's because of my...
By that...
I tried to take a bottle of wine back with me.
But it happened a couple of times.
Yeah.
Like when we were in Europe.
What the fuck do I look like?
I don't know.
What's wrong with me?
I don't know.
Every time, though, coming out of Pensacola, these fucking assholes pull me aside. And they're like, we got to check your bag for explosives. I'm like, I don't have any in there. And they're like, and I'm not even nice about it anymore. It fucking pisses me off.
You're right.
I was like, I got to get to the bar and start drinking now. I'm going to be airborne any second.
This did not happen. I'm sorry. I got momentarily distracted by a picture fucking Jim Inhofe.
Gross. Senator, the world is flat.
Oh, God. Really, just Senator Knuckle Dragger.
Does he believe in evolution or no? He doesn't, does he?
No. Oh, no.
Oh,
no.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry to assume that maybe an elected official of this country that's, you know, we're a Western modern country that might believe in evolution.
Do you remember last year's, the last election's primary for the other side, the loonies?
Yes.
Do you remember when they were like, well, how many of you...
Oh, God.
...believe in creationism or something like that? And it was like... All the hands went up.
Did you go to college, guys? Terrifying. Did you take a science class? Are you just fucking stupid?
Even George Will,
fuck him.
Yeah.
Seriously, fuck that guy.
Really, really heinous. Especially when it comes to the rapey stuff. He's he had some shit stuff that he said recently.
Eat a dick, Georgie.
But George Will was on the Sunday shows.
Yes.
Whatever. One of the pundit shows.
What a whore.
And he even had a moment of clarity. And was talking about Scott Walker, that turd, how Scott Walker answered that question, that gotcha question.
I'm going to pun
in
on
England.
That.
Yeah, are you? Do you believe in evolution? Well, I got a pun on that because, you know, that's not good for the politicians to answer that one.
Ah! Oh, my God.
And even George Will said, the answer's yes. The answer's yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I believe in evolution.
Yeah.
The answer is yes.
I mean, 10 years from now. No one will be struggling with that, hopefully, right? I mean, we're not going to have any of these right-wing nut job assholes being like, I don't know. They're going to have to say, yeah, I believe in evolution.
So James Inhofe brought a snowball in to the and threw it in the Senate today.
To prove that global warming doesn't fucking exist.
Now, this is painful to say.
James Inhofe,
who chairs... the Environment and Public Works Committee.
I ain't throwing you a snowball.
Tossed a snowball on the Senate floor as part of a speech expressing his skepticism about the reality of climate change.
Fuck you. honestly, right?
He opened his presentation of moronitude up by showing pictures of an igloo that his daughter's family built during a snowstorm a few years ago. And he said, when the hysteria on global warming began, he reached into a bag he'd brought with him, pulled out a big old snowball. We might have audio.
Hysteria. It's not hysteria. It's people saying, hey, these are the facts on climate change. Maybe we should do something. Do you consider that hysteria? Fuck no.
I saw a map today of what they predict is going to happen if all the polar ice caps melted. And Miami is an island.
Oh, wow.
I mean, Miami is an island, and Georgia is coastal property. Mm. Not the coast Georgia.
Oh, yeah.
The southern coast of Georgia is property. Wow. Here's Jim Inhofe. I don't know if we can, I don't know how good the audio is, but here's him throwing his fucking...
What a dickhead.
Fucking snowball to the ground.
The chair, you know what this is? It's a snowball. And that's just from outside here. So it's very, very cold out, very unseasonal. So here, Mr. President, catch this. Mm-hmm.
He threw it about 4 feet. He didn't hit Biden in the face with it. I'm assuming Biden wasn't there. This is one of those.
Biden would have hit him in the fuck. Biden would have came over the rail. What?
Listen to that,
God,
man.
I'm so upset. I'm beside myself. He's in charge of the Science Committee.
The environment.
No, the environment committee. Good, better, even better.
And public works committee. The chairman.
Here's a snowball. Here's a snowball. What a dickhead. I mean, where did he go to school?
And did you hear him? It's very cold outside. It's very cold out. I was able to pick this up. Obviously, there's no global warming. I was able to pick up a snowball in February.
Somebody had to do some stick. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Unseasonably cold. Unseasonably cold. And, you know, God, the knuckle draggers out there are going to be like, go get him, Jim. Did you see what he did? He threw a snowball. Ha, 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 libtard. Suck on that snowball.
Straight up. I hate the Republican Party. I fucking hate them. I hate the GOP. And I will just say horrendous things about you until I am shoved into the ground. You're all a bunch of fucking ninny little assholes. Who can't accept science.
And the science thing really.
And it's
really
to our detriment.
I mean, we can argue economic policy, foreign policy, and shit like that. But this mega cunt standing here.
Here's a snowball.
Absolutely denying the existence of climate change. He's first of all, he's 10 years behind because even everybody else is calling it climate change now. Only the most ridiculously stupid morons are calling it global warming.
God damn it. I mean, think about that. The guy thought he saw an opportunity. He's like, I'm going to make a snowball. I'm going to bring it in there.
Theater. Oh, he probably said,
I'm going to make headlines.
Poor intern.
Yeah.
Beleaguered assistant or page like, send one of them out to go get me a snowball.
Well, think about it. Some poor beleaguered page like to get that job. He probably went to fancy college somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
And I bet his ass believes in climate change. Or, you know.
In his head.
Right.
But outwardly.
I mean, James Inhofe might believe in his head. He's just being a shill for the Koch brothers.
Right. I don't think so.
Do you think he believes in his heart what he says? Do you think he believes that?
I hope not. He did write a book. All about it, and all about what a big hoax it is. I mean, either he's excruciatingly stupid and fleeced by these people, or he's sucking at Coke teat and at Exxon teat.
I think that pays pretty well, that sucking at either one of those teats. And so I just cannot believe that he's that much of a simpleton.
Right.
I think he's just, you know. How frustrating. I mean, really.
The true simpletons are those in Oklahoma that repeatedly send this fuckwad up to the Senate every year.
In a way, it's kind of smart. It's like, what's his rule? Tell my constituents exactly what they want to hear about climate change, religion, evolution, hoogity boogity, whatever.
But God, aren't there any of these people that are like, maybe I could do some good in the world and tell these idiots that, there's a couple, there was a story today I saw that there's two, Republicanish states that held out for a long time, but finally expanded the Medicaid, with the Obamacare. They're probably not calling it that. They're doing everything but calling it that. But these two, I think we put a meme on our Facebook. Go to facebook.com/crabdiving. Join the convo.
That's right. We've got lots of chatter on that Facebook page.
Lots of activity going
on. Lots of controversy.
But there were two, let's see, Arkansas implemented the Obamacare.
Fuck you.
And Kentucky.
Fuck off.
Bitch McConnell,
Mitch the bitch,
is really squealing about the fact that that KY care,
KY,
KY Kentucky care, did great and is doing great and people love it, but it's Obamacare. Don't right. tell the idiots. Just don't tell them. Don't tell them it's Obamacare. Let them think it's Mitch care. Who gives a fuck? Right? I mean, you're helping people.
Should these dumbasses in the South, and should we just put Arkansas, Kentucky, Oklahoma in a gigantic playpen and take away everything that's sharp, anything that has a sharp edge? Every piece of paper in Oklahoma should be shaped in a circle. So they can't hurt themselves, and they have to, if they want to cut, if they want to...
Those scissors from that you get in kindergarten?
Right. They all have to use little kindergarten scissors and not hurt each other. Fucking
isn't that
stupid.
What the Voting Rights Act was and the Civil Rights Act was?
It's yeah.
Kindergarten scissors for the moron states?
I mean, Obama has to be sitting there like, listen, I'm in Alabama. I'm counting to 10. And unless you start letting every gay person that wants to get married do so, I'm sending the drones. Oh, I'm sending again. The National Guard. That's what we should do with the Catholic Church. We should say, hey, well, do you guys want to continue to not pay property taxes? Tell everybody in Africa to use condoms. It's your choice. Or not. And pay up.
Well, I'm not against if they're telling people who to vote for here. There's a lot of that bullshit going on in America.
Right.
Where the preacher's like, you know who to vote for.
Wait a second. Aren't you supposed to be, aren't you getting a big fat tax break based on not doing that?
Right.
Right.
Right. Right. Right. Right. What else is going on here? God, that went fast. It's we got a 10 minutes to 3 p.m. here or so.
Before the break.
On the Western Coast. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening to us live, don't forget you can give us a call if you like on the Skype machine. 323-601-5427 or on Skype, Crab Diving
is
our screen name. Give us a call if you like here on a Thursday on Crab Diving. We're here every weekday for you all.
That's right.
Streaming live for your ear holes. I got a story. I got a few stories here. This was on our Facebook the other day. We didn't get to it on the show, but I wanted to talk about it because it's just amazing. The state of North Carolina.
Fuck off.
Which, goddamn, I mean, just some shit going on in North Carolina.
Ding, 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 ding.
So, late last year, Joel Brown, the Secretary of the State's Lobbying Compliance Director.
What in the fuck does Lobbying Compliance Director?
The Secretary of State's Lobbying Compliance Director.
Good God.
Sent a letter to the state's Ethics Commission.
Okay.
Asking a question.
Uh-oh.
Whether or not it's legal for politicians to engage in sexual intercourse with lobbyists.
Did they ask you, like, listen, I'm asking for a friend.
I'm asking for a friend.
It's not for me. Is it? Is it legal? Can you fuck a lobbyist?
The response came back last week.
Yes.
And the commission, the state's ethics commit, the state's Ethics Commission.
I'm about to go in. Let me know.
In North Carolina.
Right.
Said, quote, consensual sexual relationships.
Yes.
Do not have monetary value. And therefore are not reportable as gifts or, quote, reportable expenditures made for lobbying. For purposes of the lobbying laws expenditure reporting provisions.
Right. Okay.
So in other words,
fuck away.
You can't take that nice fancy watch from the lobbyist.
Yes.
But you could take a blowjob.
Yeah. So if Governor Ultrasound, instead of taking a watch, he would have taken sex, it would have been just fine.
He would be fine in North Carolina.
Unless he was actually wearing the person he was banging on his dick right. in the picture. That is crazy, by the way. I don't mean to get off subject, but that is crazy that the reason Governor Ultrasound's world kind of unraveled is because he wore the watch he said he never received, or he said he gave back in a picture.
One of the main
reasons. But yeah, there was other shit going on. But still, that's fucking nuts. Stupid.
His wife got a year, I think.
No, really?
I think that happened last week. Yeah, she was finally sentenced, and she got a year. He got 2 years.
God. Congratulations, guys. I'm sure they'll be in nice white people country club prison playing croquet.
If he goes, they're still trying to, you know, he's got an appeal.
Yeah.
But they had that parade of ninnies that came out testifying for him. He's such a good Christian man. He's such a wonderful family man that this happened to him. You should just let him. Don't make him go to jail. That wouldn't help anything. What parade is going to help a poor little black kid who gets thrown in jail, beat the shit out of, thrown into a black ops site in Chicago, and charged with heinous crimes, resistant arrest, where it's like this, stop resisting,
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, Kate. Scared the dog.
Yeah. The guy's like, listen, I'm looking over your file, son, and it says here you're black.
Right.
I'm sorry to tell you, that is not going to help in this situation. My God. I mean, so you could have sex with a lobbyist that...
I mean, if the definition of...
There's no monetary value to sex.
Right.
Wow, that makes me sad. So if someone has sex with me, there's no value to it. You can't measure...
I guess you need a receipt?
Measure...
Of some sort?
My special kind of love. Yeah. How do you... Yeah. They basically said because you cannot put it... You can't... File, you can't claim it as a gift on your taxes, sex, that
it has no, I mean, they may be following the letra of the law.
It seems like that would be.
They're saying, but the question was, is it illegal, right, for lobbyists?
To have sex. With the people they're lobbying.
Right.
It seems like it should be. I mean, for instance, if you wait tables at some places, you actually sign something that says you can't date a manager because there's a conflict of interest.
Right.
That's a restaurant. Who gives a fuck? I mean, we're talking about a restaurant. This is our country. I mean, I'm not a prude by any stretch of the imagination, but Jesus Christ, it seems like if you're lobbying someone, you can't say, listen, this blowjob I'm about to give you, I don't want you to take that into consideration.
Not at all.
When you're thinking about my cause.
Right. Or whether you're going to get another one.
Right. Oh, yes. Oh, right. Yeah.
North Carolina, this is in the Daily Beast. North Carolina has had what seems like an unusually high number of lobbyist government official affairs become matters of public debate. 2012, two of Tom Tillis's staff members resigned over a span of 3 days because of relationships with lobbyists that the then House Speaker said was very bad judgment.
Quit thinking with your dick.
They didn't know whether it violated the law, but Tillis, who's now a U.S. senator, reportedly made it clear he would initiate his own policy banning the behavior.
Right. Unless it's me.
So, yeah, there you go. I just don't get it. The whole lobbying process is just disgusting.
It really
gross.
Is. It's
I mean,
odd.
It really is legalized whoredom and prostitution. You're getting wined and dined by people to, you know, their cause, for you to vote for their cause.
Yeah, and if you think about it like that, why would you make it illegal? Why would it be illegal for a lobbyist to sleep with a politician? I mean, what's the difference? You're shoveling a big pile of money into their campaign fund or blowing them. I mean, who cares? I am so cynical. Are you not just so cynical where you're like, fuck it, it doesn't make a difference? It does not make one bit of difference if this lobbyist is fucking the shit out of the person it wants something from.
The Beaufort Observer is a newspaper.
It's my favorite.
North Carolina.
I read the cartoon section.
They have an editorial headline says, "Has the State Ethics Commission made prostitution legal in North Carolina?"
Why not?
Shenanigans going on everywhere, ladies and gentlemen.
Totes shenanigans.
Shenanigans left and right. You know what? We could take a break. It's about the top of the hour here.
Yay.
We usually take a little breather, stretch our legs, etc. Do what you need, everybody. We're going to be back in a few minutes here. We're going to play some musica for you.
Oh, very nice.
And we'll be back in 2 or 3 minutes. Take a dump, go hump something, whatever you need to do.
Not in that order, necessarily.
Or at the same time, whatever you're into, we don't disparage here.
Go hump your lobbyist. Whatever, it's fine.
Whatever, two consenting adults or more.
Yeah.
Rock on.
Who cares if it influences public policy or laws?
Oh, well,
doesn't fucking matter. Yeah, who gives a shit? Right.
We'll be back in a couple of minutes, ladies and gentlemen.
Daydream about the day we'd wed. You used to wear black, but now you wear red. Pink and purple, blue, get out of my head. Spiders have 8 legs, but they also have 8 eyes. Nothing's more depressing than when a spider cries. Why'd you leave me for Danny? I don't understand. He isn't even cool. He isn't in a band. Danny, whatever he sucks, I don't give a shit, but I secretly do. Spiders have 8 legs, but they also have 8 eyes. Nothing's more depressing than when a spider cries. Why'd you leave me for Danny? I don't understand. He isn't even cool. He isn't in a band. Oh, Becky, don't you understand that I wanna be your man? The fly that caught my eye, but you got away. I was gonna cocoon you and save you for a rainy day. Now every day is rainy and the tears never stop, and all my eyes are crying, plus Danny is ugly. Why'd you leave me for Danny? Danny is an idiot. Why'd you leave me for Danny? He is stupid as shit. Stop making out with Danny. Why are you doing this? Danny is a jock ass tool. Spiders have 8 legs, but they also have 8 eyes. Nothing's more depressing than when a spider cries. Spiders have 8 legs, but they also have 8 eyes. Nothing's more depressing than when a spider cries.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. A little bit of spider tears when a spider cries. That's the Chroma Keys, right?
Yes.
Here in Los Angeles.
Find them on Facebook, Chroma Keys.
Facebook, Chroma Keys. Spelled like it sounds. Tweet us.
One M, I think.
C-H-R-O-M-A-K-E-Y-S?
Yeah.
Chroma Keys. Give us a call if you like. We'll be here until 4 p.m. Pacific. It's 323-601-5427, 323-601-LIBS, and you can also Skype us at Crab Diving if you want to talk to us with using your voice. If you don't want to, and you just want to, you know, say something in 140 characters, tweet us at Crab Diving.
Yes, show. Twitter. By the way, shout out to Simon Nails giving us a follow, and lots of other people.
A bunch of follows the past couple of days.
Sarcastic tweets followed us.
A lot of fun going on, ladies and gentlemen. On our various social medias.
Yes.
Everywhere. Go to crabdiving.com. If you go over to the left, there's a section there with all of our little buttons that you can press. Press one of our buttons and go to Twitter or to Google Plus or Instagram or one of those.
Isn't our schedule just above those buttons as well?
Schedule's on the right, I think.
Oh, God, on the right. Yeah. I get my left and right mixed up.
on this show?
No, not on this show.
CPAC, ladies and gentlemen, is going on. We're so excited.
Fire up Grindr.
Because it's just one lunatic speech after a fucking another. The social media already is tweeting responses and snark and comments to all these people. I'm sure we'll have a lot more probably as the weekend progresses. Next week will be rife with great clips from all these ninnies.
I can't imagine. Who's the big speaker this year? Like, how does CPAC work? Do they just have a bunch of right-wing nut jobs, right? But do they have somebody who's like the Bruce Springsteen of the bunch who gives like a keynote speech?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I would assume as it progresses that maybe by the end of it there will be a big speech. But
who's their Elvis this year? I wonder. I mean.
Maybe this guy.
Around it will not come from Washington. It will come from the American people. And so I would ask every one of you, if you will join our grassroots army, then take out your cell phone and text the word Constitution to the number 33733. Let me give that to you again.
Oh, I wonder if that's going to be money. That's Ted Cruz, by the way.
Oh, God.
Ladies and gentlemen, working up the crowd over there.
He wants those people to text the word Constitution.
That's a long one, right?
Yeah, I was about to say, pick a shorter one.
They can't hear that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's ads popping up.
Is that Ted Cruz's theme?
No, that was a fucking ad on the page popping up, which drives me crazy.
Yeah, quit inundating me with ads, Internet.
Ted Cruz.
Maybe he is the big star this year. No. The big star for CPAC, dude, it's got to be Jeb. I mean, he's the guy that's going to run against Hillary, maybe.
Yeah, but these are the real crazy conservatives. The Ted Cruz is the one that's boner-inducing to them, not Jeb Bush. He's a rhino.
God, wrap your mind around the idea of Ted Cruz giving you an erection.
Oh, gee.
I can't imagine the kind of drugs I would have to be on. None I've tried.
Thanks for that one.
Good heavens. I guess Louis Gohmert goes down there and is like, meep, 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 you know?
Oh, yeah. Where's Louis Gohmert been recently? We haven't heard from him in a little while.
Where in the world is Louis Gohmert? I don't know. Probably doing something shitty, fucking Texas up. Who knows? Saying something incredibly stupid. Sitting around fantasizing about how he can rule the vagina of a woman.
I wonder if he's going to be at CPAC, I'm sure.
Oh, God. Are you out of your mind?
CPAC.
That's his one thing he's looking forward to. CPAC. I got to go to CPAC.
Yeah.
Do they have a prom
Speaking
there?
Of boner.
Do they have like a little social night there? It's like the big party, like the CPAC formal.
Oh, sure. It's an orgy.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. It's the Bacchanal at the end where everybody oils up.
And speaking of Bacchanal, didn't we learn last year that at CPAC they straight up shut down Grindr. There was so much Grindr activity.
I'm sure.
Melted the Geiger counter.
Seriously, there was an article by a guy, a reporter, that has Grindr.
Yes.
And was waving it around. He was driving around over outside wherever CPAC was.
He's like,
he might have been there. But he was like, it's fucking blowing up. And it's all torsos. Not a lot of faces, surprisingly.
God, that's so weird. It's dick pics.
Dick pics and torsos? I don't know if you can do dick pics.
On Grindr?
I think you can't.
Give us a call, 323-601-LIBS, yeah. Or Twitter us your Grindr profile pic at Crab Diving.
Don't tweet us your Grindr profile.
Look
Grindr
at all that
profile.
Sack on our feed.
Speaking of the net neutrality.
Yes.
We've got an opinion.
Oh, I can't wait.
From someone else.
Oh.
Who may have an opinion on this. And it's none other than this friend himself.
This is the sorry state of the Western world.
I don't think that's a good idea. Have you lost your mind?
Today, I declare myself officially a rodeo clown. Rodeo clown. Rodeo clown.
Glenn Beck.
Yay.
Ladies and gentlemen, the host of The Blaze.
That's right. The Blaze.
On the internet and I think on cable, right? Like, he's got his... Remember, we did that story of when Fox News got pulled from Dish Network because they were having carriage fees fights, that Glenn Beck was the beneficiary, that they Dish Network picked up The Blaze to replace Fox or something like that.
That's fucking awesome. I mean, The Blaze, it totally sounds like it should be a marijuana-inspired network. Right. Honestly, The Blaze. How did he think of that name? It doesn't make any sense. Yeah. Oh, Blaze. That's a straight-up stripper name.
Maybe that's the name of his favorite hooker in college. His favorite stripper in
Maybe
college.
That's what they called him in college. Glenn Beck.
Glenn's the Blaze?
The old Blazer. Right.
I'm sorry to those who are being beheaded.
Thank you, Glenn.
Glenn, sorry to those who are being beheaded. Well, Glenn has some suggestions for the United States of America.
Yeah.
Although I'll give him credit. When this first net neutrality, the whispers of this net neutrality stuff first started happening, he's been against it the whole time. So at least he's been consistently lunatic.
Wait, he's for the big cable companies?
Oh, yeah, because it's destroying, you're destroying, destroying the fair market because the big cock of government is taking over.
Doesn't he have a... Isn't The Blaze online? I thought that was an online station or something.
No,
or is
he
on
cable? Station. Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. I think all of the above. Like, you could tune in online. You could pay to subscribe to The Blaze TV.
So why the fuck isn't he for this? This doesn't make sense. Well, self-destructive behavior.
Here's a little bit of Glenn Beck opining.
Does that sound like net neutrality? Does that sound like these big evil corporations don't have anything to do with anything?
Right,
I mean, it's being written by the big evil corporations and special interest groups. Your whole point is we don't want special interest groups and we don't want big evil corporations to have special access. They just wrote it, you nincompoop. You moron.
Not true. Not true.
I got so many drops in there. You nincompoop. You moron!
Yeah.
Is that true, though?
It gets better.
Did the big telecommunications giants, did they write that law? Did they write the bill?
I don't believe so.
Okay.
He really has no idea what he's talking
about.
Maybe
he didn't read the paper.
In fact, there's another article that says Glenn Beck makes the case for net neutrality as he argues against it.
That's awesome.
There's another drop coming up that's perfect.
Just wrote it, you nincompoop. You morons. You useful idiots.
That's the one. You useful idiots. What does that mean? Useful idiots.
I love it. I'm a useful idiot. Are you? Good heavens. What is it?
I hope
know.
So. I want to be of some use.
Says, they just wrote it, you nincompoop. You morons. You useful idiots. That's all you are. You're a useful idiot. Read Joe Stalin. You moron.
Did Joe Stalin write about net neutrality?
Did they have the internet back then? Read Joe Stalin. Oh, my God.
He has no idea what he's talking about.
But he's entertaining.
Right. He says this is the... Before, he said it's the global warming of the internet. And that the government's going to take it over and ruin the freedom...
You moron!
...of the internet. He says, quote, network neutrality is the idea that internet service providers should treat all internet traffic equally. It says your ISP shouldn't be allowed to block or degrade access to certain websites or services, nor should it be allowed to set aside a fast lane. Oh, no, that's the actual thing. That's the actual what net neutrality is.
Right.
That they can't block or degrade access to certain websites, like crab diving.
Yeah, crabdiving.com.
Nor should it be allowed to set aside any fast lane that allows content favored by the ISP to load more quickly than the rest. Like favored with money.
You nincompoop. you moron. You useful idiot. That's the best one. I don't know what that means. Did he misspeak there?
He says the government is only going to protect those who are playing ball with the government. So he says the government is going to impose fast and slow lanes.
Yes.
On who's playing ball with the government. What?
That doesn't make any sense.
But it's just, it's absolutely doing the opposite. It's making sure there are no fast and slow lanes, you idiot. You moron. You useful idiot.
You nincompoop. Sometimes the government has to protect us from shitheads. And I feel like, you know, that's what this is doing.
And you know why it's happening? It's happening because our elite institutions, our education, our higher learning, bull crap, not even our higher learning, our entire educational system has failed us, and they are churning out morons.
Yes, and they're all subscribing to the Blaze.
Yeah, I agree. There are tons of morons out there, and he should be thankful to whatever god that Mormon wacko worships. He should be thankful to his little hat full of rocks that he believes in.
He should be thrilled that he could buy as many pairs of magic underwear as he fucking wants.
Ugh. Human and Thuman, tell me. That's the name of the rocks, right?
Human Uman and Thuman or something. Yeah, the magic rocks.
I worship rocks. God, I could sit here and talk about Mormonism all day.
It's an interesting one.
Fucked up.
It's a really interesting one. And I say it every time, but the best way to learn the history of the Mormon church.
Right.
As they believe it.
Human and Thuman.
With no spin. Is watching that South Park episode where they just present the history, the early history of the Mormon church with Joseph Smith finding the, or bumping into the angel. What's the name of the angel? I already forgot the name of the angel.
No. Maureen.
Bob.
Bobby.
And,
oh, there's no way.
And the angel says, well, by the way, there's some plates that are buried in the ground.
Is the angel a dude?
Maroney.
Oh, Maroney.
I just remembered. Yeah, yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
Maroney.
Angel Maroney. I don't know why that popped into my head.
Maroney. Oh, hey, by the way, speaking of religion, what's the Faithless Friday going to be tomorrow?
I don't know.
Don't know yet.
If we have a show, we might do a rerun. Right. You're going to be flying, hurtling through the air.
Faithless Friday. No shit.
There may be a Faithless Friday. There may be a sit-in. I don't know what we're going to do. We might play a rerun.
Yeah. I was just thinking about all the religions we haven't covered yet, and I was hoping we didn't cover... Skip the ones I like.
There's a veritable plethora. Do you have any you like?
Well, no. The ones that I like to make fun of. Please, just here, I'm going to ask you this. Please do not do Scientology tomorrow.
Oh, without you here? No.
I want to be in on that big time. I want to learn... I have so many thoughts about it.
Never, never, never.
Okay.
Scientology. We might need a month for Scientology. I don't know that a Faithless Friday.
I think we need to move studios if we're going to do that. We don't want to be here. We're too close.
Faithless February.
We are walking distance to ground zero for the Scientologists.
Yeah, we're pretty close to creepy Scientologists.
We could walk over there.
We absolutely could. One of them.
They're
one
creepy.
Of the Towers of Evil.
I walked by there not too long ago, and I saw those freaky guys in their sweaters and their bicycles patrolling.
These are these security, I guess, or something. Yeah. It is really creepy. It's like a CIA black ops center or something like that, where these guys on bikes are driving around. And if you park or hang out or something, that don't they stop and
Can I help you? Yeah, I'm on a public street. How about putting these balls in your mouth, buddy?
Oh, no problem.
What does Xenu have to say about that?
Let me call up Tom Cruise or Barbarino.
Oh, yeah. Poor John Travolta.
Poor John. I feel bad for those guys. I think they're only Scientologists because they got somebody has pictures of them doing dudes. That's got to be the only reason, right?
There are many that believe that.
Allegedly.
There are quite a few that believe that.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially, some of these guys, Tom Cruise and Travolta, Will Smith is the same.
Really?
There's that argument that he's not exactly the straightest on the planet.
Telly Savalas too, right?
Oh, total homo.
I'm just kidding.
Who sucks you, baby?
Hey. Oh, my God.
People are like, tell you who, grandfather?
Who's that?
I've got a story here. Actually, my fucking shockwave.
Yes.
Is currently fucking up my whole computer.
Right now. Oh, no.
So
is it screwing the show up?
In order for me to. No, I think it's just making all the browsers.
Who made Shockwave and why did they do such a shitty job with their product? No offense.
Yeah, I think. Just, you know, things don't talk to each other. That's part of the problem.
That's a problem with most things on this planet. Nobody talks anymore.
No, we're supposed
it's
to bomb
sad.
It. We're supposed to go bomb the
fuck out.
Iranians.
Yeah.
Bibi Netanyahu should be coming soon, right? He should be showing up.
Hello, Bibi.
For his date with John Boehner.
I heard they're going to go to the Golden Corral.
And the Republicans, yeah. Bibi... received, you know, there's a few of the Democrats who were like, well, I ain't going. Bernie Sanders is like, I'm not going. Fuck it.
Good for him.
I'm not going. This guy's shitting. Him and Boehner are shitting on the president and shitting on our foreign policy right now. And during a time that it's sensitive, these negotiations are sensitive with Iran. And the orange guy, the Oompa Loompa.
Doesn't he have other things he could be doing?
Goes and puts that at jeopardy by inviting over the lunatic from the Likud party, yeah. who just wants to bomb the fuck out of Iran.
Meanwhile, Boehner's going to be having dinner with Bibi and missing out on a session in the old tanning bed. How's he going to keep his skin
Maybe
orange?
Maybe they'll tan together.
Oh, you think? They're going to spray tan.
John and I were getting tans.
Yes.
We were discussing the situation. The Iranians are bad.
Yeah, we were getting wraps.
So a group of Democrats said, well, you know, we'll meet with you privately.
Yeah.
We'll meet with Netanyahu privately.
We're not going to make a thing out of it.
And then Netanyahu, this is what's hilarious, Netanyahu goes out and declines. I respectfully decline.
Good heavens.
His reason is that I think it would appear too partisan.
But
I think it would appear too partisan, given the partisan politics involved in my visit. Now he's playing the victim.
Yeah.
Poor BB.
Ooh, I'm sad. Nobody...
John Boehner fucked him.
Well, listen, I mean, I think that would be sad. I don't know. The orange guy.
Getting corked by Boehner?
Oh, God, could you imagine? Ooh. All the orange wore off on me. That's gross. I mean, guy, could you imagine? It's like, why are my nether regions orange? What? Where did all this bronzer come from?
Right. I wonder if it rubs off.
My balls are the color of carrots. Of course it rubs off.
Do you think he spray tans or do you think he really, really tans?
No, he spray tans. He doesn't have the time to sit in a tanning bed. He's governing the country.
But no, he's not. He's always out playing golf and meetings and drinking beer and fishing and shit.
He does not have time to sit in a fucking tanning booth for an hour a day.
But that's what I mean. He's out in the world tanning because he's not. These guys
that
work,
color?
These guys don't work 100 days a year.
What planet is he out walking around? I mean, Venus? Somewhere closer to the sun? I mean, look at the color of him. That is not motherfucking natural.
In his defense, he's Irish.
Yeah.
And that are my people ain't.
You don't tan?
We ain't made for that.
You guys freckle.
We ain't made for that.
I think he gets sprayed down. No shit. I think burn. His wife does it for him.
Oh, God.
Just like, you remember those?
She deserves any money that she gets.
Remember Toddlers and Tiaras? Those kids, they get spray tanned by their mom?
You think he's standing there in a thong?
Yes.
And she's.
Absolutely. Same.
Fucking Obama, motherfucking asshole.
Yeah. You get my kneecaps.
Yeah. A little less on the elbows, honey.
Right. You can't put that shit. And then you can't put your clothes on too soon. Or all that shit will get on your suits and your shirts. Be a whole mess.
Absolutely.
Every undershirt in Boehner's drawer, I guarantee you, is tinted orange. He's got the worst ring around the collar.
Yeah.
It's like the color of pumpkin. He looks like a fucking pumpkin. A skinny-faced pumpkin.
He is, I wonder if, he wouldn't go to CPAC, right? He's still defending, by the way. Boehner is still defending the speech. Despite the fact that pretty much everybody else is totally backfired. Totally backfired. These Republicans are so dumb. This is kind of great what's going on. This whole DHS funding thing. I mean, it ain't great that tomorrow it might not get funded and it might get shut down. But
wait. Department of Homeland Security is getting shut down tomorrow.
No, well, not. You know,
I am getting on a plane in the afternoon. Does that mean these TSA guys are like, Pfeiffer's here. Fuck it. We're going home. We're not getting paid.
No, they're paid by TSA's hired by the airports, aren't they? Contracted by the airports.
Good. Okay. Go ahead. Sorry.
And because there are a couple airports that kicked them out. They do their own security. Like, I don't think there's a mandate or a law that says the TSA has to do your security.
Jeez, I don't know
I could be wrong. But
how do you
I
feel
really
about
think,
that shit? Depends on the airport, I guess.
Well, it's that privatization bullshit again, but these guys don't seem to be the, you know, brightest bulbs on the planet. I mean, nothing's happened, maybe, you know. But
you know, on Wings, they did their own security.
I did. Wings is a ancient television program
from
the 1980s.
People know Wings. Maybe not.
Today, U.S. House of Representatives Speaker Boehner strongly challenged the assertion that Bibi Netanyahu's upcoming speech to the lunatics of Congress would be destructive to U.S. and Israeli relations. You know, Susan Rice, the National Security Advisor, came out, and she was on the shows or doing an interview or who the fuck
yes.
knows. But she said that exactly that she thought that this whole speech could be destructive to our relations with Israel.
Oh.
In general.
Great. Then why is he doing it?
Boehner says, President's National Security Advisor says it's destructive for the Prime Minister of Israel to come to address the United States Congress. I couldn't disagree more. The American people and both parties in Congress have always stood with Israel, and nothing and no one could get in the way.
Well, she's not saying that. She's saying that it's bad form. This whole thing is bad form, right? You just can't.
And 2 weeks before his fucking election is just something we don't do. Even when Barack Hussein Obama
was saying it
was was he over in Europe or she was here? I don't know. But he was with Angela Merkel.
Hello, Miss
that cut up.
Merkel. Yeah, she's a real card.
Oh, she's wild at parties.
Hilarious.
And this shit was going on, and he said, President Obama said to the effect of, I love Angela, or Angela.
Yeah.
I wouldn't invite her to the United States 2 weeks before her election either.
Right.
It's just not good policy. That looks like
it's
we're trying
form.
To stick our big American noses in other people's elections. And
right.
It looks like we're endorsing certain candidates, which we probably, it's not bad, not good form.
Yeah, I get it. It's fucking stupid. This Boehner guy, he's got too much spray tan is collecting on his skin and affecting his judgment. He's poisoned.
March 3rd, I believe, is when the Netanyahu will join Winston Churchill as the only international leader to have addressed a joint meeting of both the Senate and the U.S. House of Representatives three times. So he's going to match Churchill's record.
He's like Steve Martin hosting Saturday Night Live. One's done it more than Steve.
Right. Boehner's defending his invitation.
Now, fuck you.
Saying that there's doubts about these nuclear talks between Iran and the rest of the world. What's destructive, in my view, is making a bad deal that paves the way for a nuclear Iran. That's destructive. So, what are you going to do? I mean, what is do they expect that Bibi is going to go spout his bullshit and have his little picture of a bomb and say, you have to take out Iran. They're going to kill us. Blow them up now. And everybody in Congress is going to go, oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
You're right. Let's carpet bomb Tehran.
Shit.
It's just not going to fucking happen.
What do you think Obama's doing, though? Don't they think Obama's trying to talk to Iran?
Well, and sanctions work.
Yeah.
They find out. I mean, it's a lot of times it hurts the people, but eventually they kind of work. And they want to get into a war. They're itching, man. They're itching. It looks like Obama's been dialing down these wars of theirs. They can't have that. They can't abide by that.
And meanwhile, he's blown a lot of people up.
Well, that's another story.
What's the big deal? I mean, God, come on. He's blowing people up, guys.
There was some fucking Republican asswipe congressman who was at one of these town meetings or something, and he was talking about that. And he came up with this, you know, the administration. I don't know if the administration, which side the administration supports.
Are you serious?
They seem to be sympathetic to our enemies.
How stupid.
I mean, he's basically accusing the president of treason right there.
That's crazy.
He is. He does fine now.
Oh, my God.
They're all just batshit crazy. Speaking of batshit crazy, this is on our Facebook page. Go to facebook.com/crabdiving. A person who is famous.
Yes.
For really the sole reason that this person is famous is because she may have been round 4 or 5 in the high capacity magazine vagina belonging to Jessica Duggar or the Duggars. Jessa Duggar.
Yeah.
One of the crotch spawn of the Duggars, put out a Facebook post.
Right.
And basically, she just wants everybody to know the truth.
Okay.
Ryan. Whenever someone speaks out against something that God calls sin, "Don't judge" can be heard coming from 1,000 lips. People don't like to have other people disapprove of the way they're choosing to live their life. Well, this hard truth is she decided she could not hide the truth from her fans anymore because she cares too much about their, quote, eternal destiny.
Yeah, okay. Okay, care about my eternal destination, please. Hilarious.
In this world, people have seared their consciences.
Oh, yes. I blackened mine.
The standard of what is okay or permissible in our society today hardly reflects God's standard.
Oh, I love stupid people.
People are content to live on in lying, cursing, pride, anger, bitterness, disrespecting of parents, lust.
Ooh.
Porn. Oh, wait a second.
That's a good one.
Now she's getting good here. Hold on a second. Lust.
Ooh.
Pornography.
Yay.
Fornication.
Love it.
Adultery.
Color me there.
And other sexual sins.
Sign me the fuck up.
She goes on, if anyone tries to confront them, their attitude and response is, "You live your life, I'll live mine. Don't you tell me what to do. Only God can judge me."
Yeah, fuck off.
I would say all that, leave the God can judge me part off. Add fuck off. Mind your own fucking business, Christo Ninny.
I love when these wackos are worried about my eternal soul.
It's a lie. It's
fuck
a
off.
Lie.
Yeah,
it's
you don't
a
care.
Lie. She's just got her panties frothed up because she gets to judge someone. And that's nothing gets a Christian more fucking horny than their chance to judge someone.
And what
else.
Does Dolly Parton say about that?
Dolly Parton says, you're already sinning if you're judging.
That's right.
Hollywood Hick, 7 p.m. On the sevens here on the network. Listen to all the great stuff that we got here on the network. Sports, marijuana shows, comedy,
yes.
Entertainment,
news,
manifesti, all kinds
right.
of stuff going on here. 24/7, crabdiving.com, or go to crabdiving.com. Live is the stream.
Yes.
Hop into our warm stream. And you can also download all of them as podcasts at crabdiving.com.
Wow. And that's so funny that what Jessica Duggar?
Jessa.
Jessa. Well, that's not even a name. They made up a name. My name's Jessa. Jessa Duggar. What was that last thing on that list? And any other sexual what? It's hilarious.
Lying, cursing, pride, anger, bitterness, disrespecting parents, lust, pornography, fornication, adultery, and other sexual sins. It's an
other.
Other.
Wow, there were so many that she couldn't mention.
Sexual sins.
Sexual sins.
Really focuses
wow.
in on those.
Jeez. Damn.
Because who... Okay, lust, pornography, fornication, adultery. Okay, adultery arguably is not victimless.
Yeah.
But lust, pornography, and fornication...
Yes.
Pretty victimless.
I love it when you say like, fornication.
Yeah, it's the French version.
Oui, oui.
We should be afraid of God's judgment.
Oh.
Quote, it should scare you. Man's judgment is 1,000 times lighter, usually just a voicing of disapproval.
Uh-oh. What the fuck does she know?
You know what's going to happen?
1,000 times lighter.
But when unbelieving, sinful men die and stand before God, he justly condemns them to hell. What a fucking terrifying worldview.
Yeah, and who asked you, Jessa? Right?
No, yeah, nobody cares.
Who the fuck asked
she loves
you?
Us, though. That's why she's hating on us.
That's the thing about these reality TV stars. I feel like they think all of a sudden they're really important because a shitload of people watch them on television. And they're instantly, like, smart or enlightened. And they're not. You're the dregs of society. You are white trash. You are the Beverly Hillbillies.
And the anti-Christian. I mean, if you follow what that dude allegedly said in that New Testament-y thing, anti of everything that he said.
Yeah.
Hellfire, brimstone, God's going to judge you and fry your asshole down on
yes.
a spit for eternity.
Can I get an order of fried assholes, please? The side of ranch.
And usually it's like, and I'll be up here laughing.
Oh, how nice.
What a great Christian you are,
how
right?
Christian of you.
This is where it gets interesting, because she says, basically, that the person, when people say, you know, well, a loving God is not going to send someone to hell for a thought crime or a victimless crime or something. She says, the person speaking this is right. Their God is not angry with them. He can't be because he doesn't exist. They are not talking about the God of the Bible. They have created a God in their own mind to suit themselves.
Wow.
So she's saying the loving, embracing, wonderful, kumbaya God. Nuh-uh-uh-uh. That's a lie. You got to believe in the spit-roasting, fire-burning God.
The fun God. Jeez.
How terrifying.
God, is she on A&E still? Is this show on A&E?
Absolutely.
The Duggars?
Absolutely.
I'm just curious. I looked up the president of A&E.
Gatling Vagina.
Nancy Dubuck. Dubuck. Nancy Dubuck. President.
That's the Duggar vagina, the Duggar mom vagina spitting out kids.
Gatlin gun.
Yeah.
God, Nancy Dubuck, are you proud of yourself? You're the president of CEO of Arts and Entertainment Television, and you've made the face of your network.
Millions of dollars.
Stupid white trash.
Millions of dollars God. Doing that.
Shame on you.
There was a tweet earlier of some reporter who was at some liberal reporter infiltrated CPAC.
Yeah.
And hasn't been brought down yet. And
what did they go in there and they start tweeting and taking pictures? Yeah. Okay.
He tweeted that it's everything he expected, a room full of white trash and the charlatans that make their money off of it.
Oh, they love it. They must love the fuck out of CPAC, these charlatans. They're like, hey, guys, time to get paid.
Oh, absolutely.
Do they sell merch there? They're like T-shirts and hats and beer koozies.
Speaking of, yes. And speaking of T-shirts, I was listening to Cedar this morning, and they mentioned that fucking Sarah Palin is selling a T-shirt and or sweatshirt that you can get at sarahpalinbullshit.com or whatever.
Yeah.
That says, I stand with BB.
Come on. What? What kind of confused redneck is going to buy that? I mean, that's going to, wait a second. I stand with a Jew.
And, well, yeah. And Cedar was even saying, he goes, the only sales are going to be people buying it. People like us buying it ironically.
I stand with baby.
Like, check out this. Look what I got. Holy shit. I got a Sarah Palin. In fact, they were even talking about buying some on Sam Cedar's show to give out as perks.
But then if you buy that's going to be all the sales are going to come from.
Well, exactly.
From the majority report.
That's the sad thing. You're also giving money to the cunt bag express.
I stand with baby. People are stupid. Who the fuck is buying that? That's insane.
I hope not a lot. I hope that she did like some, you know, just some cheap campaign or something. I don't know.
What is the difference between Jessa Duggar and Sarah Palin? I guess Sarah was in government for a while.
Allegedly.
Well, no. I mean, she ran a state.
A brief for half of a term.
I mean, people have described the governorship of Alaska as being a part-time fucking job. Like, you don't need to do it all year because most of it's frozen. And you're most of what you... It's just a big sheet of ice you're in charge of. Just don't let it melt.
Every one of us has broken God's law, and hell is our deserved punishment.
Yay! Who is that? Jessa?
Yeah. the human heart is bent towards sin not righteousness.
Fuck
this
you.
This is another scary thing.
How old is she anyway?
What a terror. 22. stick it up your ass, by the way. Stick your life experience up your 22-year-old tight Christian ass.
Right, right. Everybody with a tomb in front of
sweetheart,
your head can suck it. Seriously.
it really... This is child abuse. If you raise a child and tell them from the time that they shoot out of your vag that they are bent towards sin and are dirty and bad and evil and need to be corrected and beaten into the way of the Lord.
Right. At vile experience, you're burning in hell. I'm 22 years old.
It's a fucking child abuse bringing a kid up in that atmosphere.
Oh, God. And, you know... I know some people in their early 20s and they're stupid. For the most part, they're all stupid. I don't give a shit. Who gives a fuck?
There are rare occasions that wisdom creeps in a little earlier, but
born in the 90s. Born in the 90s
kind of doesn't behoove for a lot of life experience.
Oh wait. You can't be born in the 90s if you're wait.
In the 20s.
Let me do some math here.
Somebody born in 1990.
Oh, yeah,
would
absolutely. Okay. 20. God, I guess I'm stupid.
God isn't slacking.
Oh, yeah.
Ryan.
God's a total slacker.
To fulfill his promised judgment on sin, it's coming.
Is Jesus a hipster? Good, interesting thing you brought up. Is he a hipster?
The only reason
you're
alive right now,
right,
according to Jessa Duggar,
okay,
22-year-old, brilliant philosopher theologian. The only reason you are alive right now is because he is merciful and kept your heart beating for another day.
Hey, Jessa, go to the children's floor in a cancer hospital, you stupid bitch. No offense.
Doesn't it? I mean, it just makes you want to run around hiding under shit. Right? I mean,
God is merciful.
Oh, my God. The only reason you're alive is because God hasn't gotten pissed off at you right now. And when he does,
yeah,
you're going to have a grabber.
Is that her reasoning for all the people in an ICU? They did something wrong, so now they're being punished?
I know logic would fly by this person, but logically, why is it a punishment if God kills you? If you die, you get to go see God.
Don't ask such silly questions of my faith.
Oh, but these are bad people, so yes. he's gonna spit roast their testicles.
They're horrible people.
And their labia.
God, yeah. It's going to be a real shitstorm. It's going to be a real shitstorm judgment day. St. Peter's going to be oh so busy.
God can strike anyone down at any time, render his final judgment, but Jessa Duggar... 22 years old.
Oh, yes.
With the answers to the life and universe and everything already.
Oh, you moron.
She's not concerned. She doesn't care. You know why?
Yes.
This should be concerning to you.
No.
I know it was for me. When I saw myself in light of God's standards, I knew that I fell short. But
yeah,
I found hope in the gospel. The good news of Jesus Christ. Contradicting herself again.
It's all stupid.
She found the good news of Jesus Christ, who teaches love, help the poor, don't judge people. And what is this Christo twat doing?
Hello, Christo twat.
But judging people. And rightfully being judged by us in return.
Oh, I'm judging the fuck out of her.
Oh, absolutely.
She is a moron. Stupid. You're dumb.
You try to tell other people how to live their lives like that when it's a victimless deal.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Yeah, fuck off. Honestly. Fuck off and you're 22 years old. And you're a reality TV star. Ugh. You're a tremendous loser. You're making a lot of money. Yeah, I'm jealous of your pocketbook.
Again, what talent?
No
besides
talent.
Besides the fact that she scrabbled out of Mama Duggar's vajayjay.
The reason she is famous, and the Duck Dynasty are famous, and most people on reality television are famous, because they're tremendous train wrecks.
They're right.
They're a joke of a human being. That's the thing. You're such a fuck up. People love watching you.
Right. And people only watch 117 kids and spewing or whatever the hell their fucking show is.
That's a great name for
because,
it.
Because, people want to see, how the fuck do you manage 22, 23 humans under the same goddamn roof? I mean,
poorly. You do it poorly. Her kids are going, hey, Jessa Duggar, if you're listening, your kids are going to grow up stupid as fucking
pole.
Shit.
On the pole.
They're going to be strippers. Yep. Dumb strippers who won't be able to make change when people throw money at them.
Countdown to Jessa doing Playboy.
Start the clock.
Do you think? Or do you think she's... smart enough to see the gravy train.
Listen, she probably...
I was just going to say, this is different from a regular Christo Ninny family who a kid, you know, goes to school and realizes, oh my God, rational thought, and starts bailing on this evangelical bullshit. That's different. They don't have TV contracts with six figures paying them to stay a Christo Ninny. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, this person is going to be a fucking monster.
Like, even if she's she turns into a non-believer and reason lights up her three brain cells, then I just don't, because of the fame that they've garnered as Christo Ninnies, I don't see her giving it up. You know what I mean? Like, it's different if it was a regular family, because kids that grow up like that, a lot of times they're like, get me the fuck out of here.
Does she believe it? Does she believe what she's saying?
That's the question. Maybe now she does.
Yeah.
But I don't.
Because if you're an aware person and you're smart and you've got a huge TV contract and you can see it's because you're a train wreck.
But weren't they homeschooled?
You figure out how to turn that into something else. And you have to be smart about it, right?
Right.
She's not going to be. They're creating a fucking reality television show monster. She'll be in Playboy. I see it. As soon as the check stops.
Train wreck?
Yeah. Oh, dude.
Or as soon as the check stops, you mean? Yeah? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
As soon as the money stops.
Yeah. Yep.
What a horrendous, horrible person, though. Listen to what she said. Listen to what she believes. She's a... Well, there's no reason we should tolerate her. Fuck her, honestly. And fuck you, A&E. Fuck your horrible arts and entertainment. Right. What the fuck? What does that even mean?
Alleged arts and entertainment.
No art, no entertainment. All entertainment.
So a big Krabby, nobody gives a fuck what you say.
Yeah, eat me.
To Jessa.
You stupid
Duggar.
Idiot.
Congratulations for being number 4 or 5 or 6 or 12 that shot out of that van.
And you should really be shamed. Society should shame someone that has 20 kids. Because that's not right. That's abusing your children. You're not going to be able to take care of all those kids. But what do? We put her on a fucking television show. Look at this star. Look at this celebrity. Do you think people want to be like her? Do you think they want to have multiple kids? 20 kids like Jessa Duggar?
Yeah.
People probably aspire to be like her, dude.
They're in that creepy Quiverful movement, right? That Christian ultra nutty sect where women have to subjugate. Women can't get jobs.
They're all stupid.
You got to be home and have open for business hanging on that vagina 24/7.
Totally.
This is a story. I can't fucking believe this one. In Florida.
Yes.
Your sovereign state.
So great.
There we go. That there are Florida lawmakers have proposed legislation to Democrats.
Yes.
State Senator Eleanor Sobel.
Hello, Eleanor.
And State Representative.
No, good. This is a good one.
Raywinkle Vasalinda. Come on.
Raywinkle Vaseline. Vasalinda.
R-E-H-W-I-N-K-E-L. Raywinkle, Rewinkle, Vasalinda, V-A-S-I-L-I-N-D-A, is now my favorite politician name.
Is Raywinkle one name?
I don't know if
Is that a first name?
Yeah. I'm looking up Raywinkle. I don't even know what sex Raywinkle might be.
Who knows? I'm confused, though. Is there a space between Y
no,
and
R? R-E-H.
And W.
W-I-N-K-E-L.
Oh, R-E-H.
It's she has lady parts, as far as we know.
Raywinkle.
Michelle Raywinkle Vasalinda.
Good heavens.
Is a member of Florida's House of Representatives.
This poor person was named after some crazy fucking relative.
But she and this other state senator have filed legislation to repeal a law in Florida that's been on the books since 1868.
Oh, this might be a good thing, then.
However, there are some. They tried this in 2011. It didn't work. A state rep at the time, Dennis Baxley.
Yes.
Said, I'm not ready to give up on monogamy and a cultural statement that marriage still matters. This is a law prohibiting men and women from living together without being married.
So they're going to get rid of that law.
If any man and woman not being married to each other lewdly and lasciviously associate and cohabit together, or if any man or woman, married or unmarried, engages in open and gross lewdness and lascivious behavior, they shall be guilty of a misdemeanor of the second degree. So you can't live together. Gross lewdness outside, if you're fucking out in a schoolyard, is the same crime as if you're shacking up together, if you're living together.
Well, I will say this. My college girlfriend, I wish there was a law preventing me from having moved in with her. My life back then might have been a little easier, less drama. Had I not moved in with her, it would have been a good idea.
Right.
I'm kidding. This is stupid. Fuck this guy. He wants to keep that law on the books.
In 2012, a concerned citizen called for Hallandale Beach City Commissioner Keith London to be prosecuted under that law for living with his girlfriend.
Yeah.
Listen to this person. I don't give a damn about London's living arrangement. I may even agree that the law in question is archaic and not well suited to contemporary times. But the real story is that an elected official sworn or affirmed to uphold state law is knowingly violating that law.
Oh, my God. Florida is just, you know what? It's going to be better when it's covered up with water. That state might be better underwater.
Bat shit crazy.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know how they've done this, but 700 people in the last 5 years have actually been charged with this cohabitation bullshit.
Oh, how many people?
700.
Oh, my God. This is ridiculous. Are we in Iran? Are we in Afghanistan?
Yes.
I mean, how stupid.
So apparently they tried it in 2011, and it didn't go anywhere. So they left it on the books. I mean, they can't. I don't think it can go anywhere. Like, they can't. I don't think they can enforce it. They can charge people, like they were doing in Louisiana. They were arresting homos.
Yeah.
Homosexuals.
Right.
Last year. And charging them with sodomy.
God, that's crazy. We're so fucked up. See, that's the South, though.
And then it gets thrown out, but because it's been thrown out by the courts. And somebody's like, well, you need to tell the police this. You're throwing people in jail for consensual sex.
It's fucking stupid. The South has to be watched. They can't be trusted. Right. They can't be trusted. That, if anything, crab diving teaches you, the South cannot be trusted to take care of itself.
It's the little kid's table at Thanksgiving dinner for the South.
Totally. Oh, yeah, yeah. Especially like Alabama.
And the kindergarten scissors, right?
Yeah.
that's funny. So Florida, hopefully this time, maybe possibly, they'll be able to get rid of that law that says you can't live together if you're two consenting adults. And let's just think about that. There are legislators right now who would like that to be really illegal.
That's so stupid. And by the way, no one will be able to live together in Florida unless you're fucking porpoises.
Right. If you can transform into a manatee, you'll be fine.
The island of Miami.
We'll be back, ladies and gentlemen. That music means it's the end of today's show here on Thursday. Some kind of show. We'll be back tomorrow from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. while Ryan Pfeiffer is en route to Floridia to go visit the future swamp.
Yeah.
Actually, Pensacola be gone. Long gone. We'll be back. We're here 2 to 4 p.m. every Pacific, every weekday for y'all. And then after that, you can go to crabdiving.com, go to Stitcher, go to iTunes to listen to us as a podcast, download all the other great programming here on the network, etc., etc.
Jessica Duggar. Jessa Duggar can go fuck herself.
Jessa Duggar.
What an asshole. Fuck her!
Herself. Follow the very funny Mr. Ryan Pfeiffer. You may be able to catch him doing some comedy down in the Mobile, Alabama area in the next couple of weeks. At Rated R Comedy on the Twitter.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter, at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking vile.
And everything crabby related is at crabdiving.com, everyone. Yes. Take care, and remember, God's fucking judging your ass.
Yeah, eat a dick, Duggar.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.